USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is touring Ford's Rogue Electric Vehicle Center in Dearborn, Michigan on Tuesday. Ford hiring 200 workers for the factory, as well as building the electric F-150 Lightning Series starting next year. A North Carolina district attorney is defending his decision not to charge officers involved in the shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr.
There will be folks who are not happy with this decision. Sometimes I make popular decisions, and I make unpopular decisions, and I signed up for all of them.
District Attorney Andrew Womble releasing body cam video in the death of Brown Jr., saying the officer's actions were justified.
Brown ignored the officer's commands and backed his car until he was blocked by the rear of his residence.
Womble also insists Brown tried to run over officers during the arrest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too. And find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas terrorists continues.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas is now in its second week with no clear end in sight, with Hamas militants continuing to fire rockets into Israel and Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes into Gaza. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, tells Newsmax TV that the root cause of the conflict is a power move by Hamas.
I think part of it is the fact that Hamas was ahead in the Palestinian elections, and the Palestinian Authority canceled the elections, and this is the way for Hamas to burnish his credentials, if you will, with the Palestinian people. They can't go to the ballot box. They're going to show how good they are at killing Israelis.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Top White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt is urging young Americans to get vaccinated against coronavirus, telling reporters that the vaccine has led to a dramatic reduction in hospitalizations and deaths from the virus. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
States are continuing to say thanks, but no thanks regarding the federal pandemic unemployment compensation. Indiana, the latest state to ditch the extra $300 per week, which will end on June 19th. About 70,000 people in the state are getting that extra money, and the governor says it's time to get back to work in Indiana. Arthur Brooks, president of the American Enterprise Institute, joined CNBC and shares what he's hearing from workers who say thanks but no thanks to job offers.
What they've been saying is that it's really not worth it going back to work under the current circumstances. I'm not saying that people are taking advantage. They're just making rational decisions. You know, when you have relatively generous unemployment benefits, people are going to avail themselves of those benefits. If they're home, they're taking care of their families, is what they would like to do more, until or unless small businesses, restaurants, retail establishments start bidding at the wages. Now, ordinarily in a recession, when you have a high level of unemployment, people will take lower salaries, will take lower wages, and that's one of the reasons that labor markets start to recover, but we actually don't have that mechanism in play. Some people are going to say, that's great. Some people say, you know, terrific. So the retail and food service places are going to have to pay a lot more. But then the question is going to become whether or not those that are on the margins in those industries, whether they can, and that's going to create different problems.
The White House continuing to dispute claims that people are staying home and collecting unemployment in lieu of going back to work. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.